Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hey, Abigail. My name is Ralph Mills.
Hey, Ralph. How can I assist you today? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me? How can I assist you today, Ralph?
I'm responding to a mailer that I got in the mail yesterday about signing up for Arch Top Fiber.
Are you interested to sign up for the service?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you interested to sign up for service?
Yes. I received a mailer yesterday that says that calls to order today coming to our neighborhood.
Oh, okay. No problem. I'll be more than happy to check on that for you. First, let us see if we do service your address as yet. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
Yes, 44 Crane Street, C-R-A-N-E, Kingston.
All right, let me just check on that for you. Okay, you said it's in Crane Street. All right, so the in-service date for your location is on October 25th. So we can sign you up now, and once we're closer to the date, we'll give you a call just to set up the date and time for installation. Does that work?
It works. So
all right.
October 25th, you're saying it's projected date.
That is correct.
Call me ahead of time. Okay. Sounds good.
You're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet?
Yes, correct.
All right. So it's $79.99, but when you sign up with AutoPay and paperless billing, you get it for $69.99, okay?
So $69.99 a month with the AutoPay.
And paperless billing.
And paperless billing, okay.
Are you interested in getting the phone service?
Yes. So I've marked our calendar for 10:25.
No, the phone service, the landline phone service. Are you interested in getting the landline phone service?
I'm interested in getting the 1 gig service that you're promoting with the flyer that you sent me.
Oh, okay, no problem. And just to confirm, the address is 44 Crane Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
That's correct.
Do you rent or own the property?
Yeah, I rent the property.
You rent the property?
Yes, correct.
What is the property owner's name?
Terry Farmer. P-H-A-R-M-E-R is the last name.
Spell the last name again for me, please.
Yes, it's Farmer with a P-H. P-H-A-R-M-E-R.
And what's
Carrie,
the first name?
K-E-R-R-Y. It's a carrier, Andrew. I mean, his name or her name is in Andrew. Andrew Farmer.
Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W?
That's right. P-H-A-R-M-E-R.
And then do you have their phone number?
Hold on, Sarah, I have to look that up for you. Okay, you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here with you.
Okay.
Their phone is 845-541-8816. That's for Carrie.
What's the last four digits?
8816.
Okay, so 845-201-8816.
Oh, correct that is 845-541-8816.
Oh, 541. Okay. And you said that's for Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E?
No, Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, Carrie, okay.
Carrie.
Okay, and how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Through the air, overhead.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No, ma'am. Billing address is 44 Crane Street.
Okay. And could you spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. R-A-L-T-H.
Last name?
Mills. M-I-L-L-S.
Could I have an email address to add on file?
Sure. L-U-T like in Tom, A-Z like in zebra, A@hotmail.com.
All right, so that's L as in Lima, U, T as in Tom, A, Z as in zebra, A@hotmail.com.
You got it. Correct.
What is your phone number?
845-742-6750.
Okay, and how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Text is best.
Okay, all right, let me just read a disclosure for you for text.
Okay.
So at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's good.
All right. And just to go over the order, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet. The service address is 44 Crane Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You said you rent the property. The property's owner name is Carrie Farmer. Phone number is 845-541-8816. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct. It's kind of all right, I think.
All right. So as portal for order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Okay.
All right, give me a moment, please. Let me just fill out some information. And also, just to let you know, to do the credit check, we are going to need your social security number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me one moment, please. All right, go ahead with the social, please.
Sure. 08140-4158.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just submitting the information now just to see, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it says that you have unrestricted access to your credit file. Do you have the PIN with you?
No, I don't.
Are you able to lift the freeze off your credit file?
I know I can, yes. Not something I can do immediately.
I'm sorry?
I said, yes, I can lift the freeze, but I just can't do that immediately while we're talking.
Okay. You're not able to do it now, you said?
I can, but I have to go online to do it. So.
Okay, I'm here. It's just that if we don't do this step, it's going to prompt me to do a deposit for $50.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, it should be unlocked now.
All right, give me a moment. Please let me just go ahead and resubmit. Give me a moment, please. All right. Could you repeat your social to me, please?
Sure. 081-404-158.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so all right. So you're going to pass the credit check. Archdale Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in autopay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes.
Are you going to use a checking or savings account or credit and debit card?
I'm going to use a debit card.
If you do use a credit or debit card, it will take the $10 off, but $5 off. So it would be $74.99. But if you use a checking or savings account, it would take off to $10 to get the $69.99.
We can use a checking account. ACH transfer.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and provide the routing number and the account number.
Sure, I'm ready. The routing number is 501-000-20.
Yes,
you got four zeros in there after the one.
Oh, four zeros. Okay. And then 20 after?
Yes, correct.
So it's 501-000-20.
That's right.
And what's the account number?
Account number is 9890-988-687. I think you need to change that routing number. I just noticed that it's wrong on this sample check.
It's not coming up with the bank's name.
So the routing number should be 02-00046.
How many zeros after the two?
Four. No, there's only one after the two. So there are four zeros after the one. So it's 501-000-20. I'm sorry, the last two digits are 46.
Could you say the numbers over, please?
Sure. The routing number is 02-20-00046.
Okay, so it's M&T Bank.
That's correct.
What's the name on the account?
Ralph Mills.
And is that a checking or savings account?
It's a checking account.
And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Say that again?
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
You're going to use that for my monthly payments of $69.99, correct?
Whenever we do start service at your area, that is correct.
That's correct. What's your usual billing date?
The day that the service has been installed. How did you hear about? Sorry, go ahead.
That's your usual billing date. So the billing date will be the 25th of October when they install.
Yeah, so if we do the install on the 25th of October, your billing date would continue to be the 25th of every month.
Okay, that's what you need to know. So I can put it in my bill pay spreadsheet.
How did you hear about ArchStop Fiber?
You sent me a mailer. I delivered yesterday in the mail.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property?
I don't think so.
All right. All right, so I'm just going to read a few disclosures to you. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect to your service. They may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by ArchStop Fiber is the property of ArchStop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchStop Fiber. ArchStop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your ArchStop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I went ahead and submit your orders. You're closer to October 25th. We'll be giving you a call just to set a date and time to do the installation for you, okay?
Okay. Sounds like a good plan.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
No, ma'am. That's all for today.
All right. No problem. Well, it's my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling ArchStop Fiber.
Thank you for your help.